the Chippewa Falls Police Department, Sheridan Pabst, a sergeant with the Chippewa Falls Police Department, and Colin Mumford, the Fall Creek Police Chief. The candidates will go through a second round of interviews with the Police and Fire Commission before applicants are discussed on January 18th. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has announced that applications for the Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program are now being accepted. The funds will come from a $2.9 billion settlement against Volkswagen for violating the Federal Clean Air Act. Wisconsin was allocated $67.1 million of the total settlement. The funds are meant to help municipalities pay for the replacement of public transit buses to work towards the state's clean energy goals. Applications must be submitted by March 8, 2024. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
97.7 CFW, the Valley's first choice for fun music. CFW. 1057 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Washington. This is 105.7 CFW.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name. We'll be right back.
is 105.7 CFW.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us today, with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, it'll only warm to feeling like 15 below. However, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. It's 5 degrees at our studios.
CFW.
Thank you.
a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Like a hurricane. This is 105.7 CFW.
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 Trying to work it out. the brain. Makes you wanna scream and shout. Presidential party. No one wants to dance. Looking for a new star.
Left me in the vacuum of my heart. suffering and grief. Fear today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, here beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Seven CFW.
The heart of rock and roll, heart of rock and roll, is still beating.
1057 CFW.
In the wind, in the web that is round. 1057 CFW.
Glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Stanley Boyd School Board has approved a resolution to put a $23 million referendum on the April ballot. In a press release, District Administrator Jeff Koenig said the funds would be used for a new gymnasium, the relocation of the district office, and the construction of one central cafeteria. If passed on the April ballot, homeowners would pay approximately $94 extra per year per $100,000 in property. Koenig also noted a community survey in November showed 60% support. Four people were injured in a Durand house fire on Tuesday. According to the Durand Police and Fire Departments, authorities responded to 602 9th Avenue East in the city of Durand around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. When crews arrived, they found smoke coming from the first floor of the house. Officials say two adults and two children were able to escape the house, but were transported to